Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Kiddushin Lamed Dalet, Kiddushin 34a, pagination is 67. We'll start on the facing page on the bottom line. The Mishnah on Chavtes Amad Aleph told us that any mitzvah asay that is time-oriented, women will be pituros, they will be absolved. Now, that rule bears explanation. As we will see, there are exceptions of mitzvah saseh shehazman grama that for some reason women will be included and obligated. Simple examples, the Yomim Tovim, we use the expression, af hein hayu be'oso hanes, they were also involved in the miracle, and therefore the Pesach Seder, even though it's a positive command and it comes with a time orientation once a year, they're still obligated in it because there's a reason to override this principle. But again, there is a principle in general. Mitzvahs asei shahazman groma, women are pituros. And likewise, the second rule on this topic, also from the Mishnah on Chavtes Amud Aleph, Kol mitzvah sasei shelo hazman grama, it may be a positive command, but it's not time-oriented, then the women will be obligated. Let's look at the Gemara quoting a Braisa. Tanu Rabbanan, we learned. Ezu mitzvah saseh shehazman groma. Give me examples of a mitzvah saseh that's time-oriented. And the examples are sukkah. A woman is absolved. She's not obligated to sit in the sukkah. Velulav. She's not obligated to take the arba minim, the four species on sukkis, even though in general, the women make an effort to do this beautiful mitzvah. Shofar, hearing the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which takes this even to a greater level, they're absolved, but it's almost a steady minig that the women make that effort to listen to the shofar, but on the Talmudic level, they're not really obligated. It's a mitzvah saseh, shehazman grama, a positive command that's time-oriented, a specific day of the year. Vitzitzis, as well as tzitzis, which is a day mitzvah and not a night mitzvah, but it is a discussion in halacha among the Rishonim how to define day mitzvah as opposed to a night mitzvah. Uri'isem oso, only during the time period that you see the tzitzis by regular daylight is the mitzvah. Some say it refers to day as opposed to night, and some say it refers to day clothing as opposed to night clothing. And that's why we're very careful not to recite a bracha on tzitzis if we put them on during the night. Utfilin, as well as tfilin, is also a mitzvah saseh shehazman groma. Tosvos, in the Tap Tosvos, the first few lines, wonders why exactly tefillin are considered a time-oriented mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that comes every day. What's time-oriented about it? And Tosvos, of course, considers the possibility of the opinion of Laila Lavzman tefillin, night is not the time of tefillin. But we reject that. That's not the way we paskin. We paskin Laila Zman Tefillin, that you could wear tefillin at night, but we're worried you're going to fall asleep, and therefore we teach people that you're not allowed to put them on at night. But fundamentally, the calendar day is the obligation, and it's not really a day obligation as opposed to being totally invalid at night. Why is tefillin considered a mitzvah saseh shehazman grama? And Tosfos writes on the third line, Shaharei ein noagin b'shabbosos v'yomim tovim, because tefillin is not a mitzvah on Shabbos and Yom Tov, which are an os, a sign of their own, and do not require the os, the sign of tefillin on those days, which makes tefillin a zman grama in a very interesting way. Most of the zman grama, like the holiday-oriented mitzvahs, are usually off, and then sometimes on. In this case, we're dealing with tefillin, which is usually on, but because it's sometimes off, apparently it doesn't matter what the percentages on are. If it's on and off, because of a time orientation, that's enough to make it a mitzvah saseh, shahazman grama. So that's the first section of this braisa, listing off mitzvah saseh, shahazman grama. And as you can see, how it plays out in practical halacha is more of a discussion. Women end up attending for tekiyah shofar, but what is the halacha in the strict sense of the mitzvah? We continue on the top line of today's daf. Ve'ezo mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama. And now give me examples of a mitzvah saseh that's not time-oriented. And the Gemara gives examples, the Braisa gives examples. Mezuzah. Mezuzah on the doorpost. Ma'ake, a safety fence on the roof of a house. Aveda, returning lost objects. V'shiluach hakein, and sending away the mother bird when we're taking the children, when you're taking the eggs, you have to send away the mother bird. These are examples of mitzvahs aseh shelo hazman grama. They're not time-oriented. They are mitzvahs that exist all the time, provided that the criteria exist. If you have a house, it needs a mezuzah. If you have this roof that's not enclosed, you need to build a fence. If you find a lost object, there's an obligation to return it. If you intend to take the children of this bird, you have to send away the mother bird. Tosfos wonders about three that are on this list, that they're not very good examples of mitzvah saseh shelo hazman grama, and therefore women are obligated. Tosfos points out that three of the items in the list that we just gave actually have a lo saseh, a prohibition associated with them, and there is no such rule that women are absolved of prohibitions. On the contrary, if it's a prohibition, women are equally included. And therefore, Tosfos wonders, the reason that they're obligated in these mitzvahs aseh is not because they're not time-oriented. The reason they're obligated in these mitzvahs is because they're lo saseh also. Tosfos points out that by ma'akeh, the safety fence, there's also a pasuk that says, lo sasim damim b'veisecha. You shall not place blood in your house. You shouldn't have a dangerous situation that could cause someone to die. Likewise, by aveda, by lost objects, Tosfos points out, there's a pasuk, lo suchal lehisaleim. You're not allowed to make it that you didn't see the object and ignore it. You have to pick it up and restore it to its owner. And by Shiluach HaKan, there's a pasuk, lo sikach ha'em al abonim. You shall not take the mother with the children. So, Tosfos doesn't mention anything about mezuzah, but on three of them, Tosfos has a question that there's also a lo saseh associated with them. Tosfos' answer is not just a good answer in terms of helping us to understand the role that these mitzvahs have regarding women, but it also helps us understand the role that mitzvahs play when there's a mitzvah saseh to do something and also a mitzvah lo saseh, and people wonder if I'm obligated to do it, just tell me once. Why do you have to tell me an asay and a lo sa'asay? And there are numerous answers to that question, but Tosfos is going to help us in that area as well. And Tosfos' answer is that there are cases where the mitzvah's lo sa'asay, the prohibition, would not apply, and only the mitzvah's asay is going to be there. And in those cases, it's quite obvious that it's important to have the mitzvah saseh. And in terms of our discussion, those are the cases that the woman is uniquely obligated in this mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah saseh, because it's not time-oriented. Tosfos explains, by a fence, the mitzvah prohibition, lo sasim damim beveisecha, not to place blood in your house, is only if you're building a building and you're not putting up a fence and you intend not to put up a fence. So you are creating a situation of damim. But if you built it with intent to make the fence and then you were simply delinquent, or it had a fence and the fence fell, that's not a violation of lo sasim damim beveisecha. You didn't place blood in your house, but it would be a mitzvah of v'asisa makel ligagecha, an obligation, positive obligation, to go ahead and make a fence. So you see the mitzvah saseh without the lo saseh. Likewise, in the case of aveda, a lost object, if a person picked it up with intent to restore it to its owner, so he's not in violation of lo sucha lehisalim, don't ignore the object. He picked up the object. But now that he has the object, if he's delinquent in returning it, then he's in violation of the positive commandment called hashev teshivim, that you should return it. Similarly, in the case of shiluach hakein, sending away the mother bird and not taking the mother with the children, if he would have taken the mother with intent to send the mother away, he was going to walk it away. And then he changed his mind. So he didn't take the mother with intent to take her, but now that he has her, although he's not in violation of the prohibition, he is in violation of the positive command that says, shaleach teshalach, you should send the mother away. Again, our Gemara starts off with a theme of giving examples of mitzvah saseh shahazman grama, a mitzvah saseh shalo hazman grama. But we end up with another appreciation over here, and that is, what is the role of an asay if there's already a losasay? And we see cases where the losasay may not apply, the asay does apply, and therefore it's significant that the woman is obligated in the mitzvah asay, the reason being shelo hazman grama, because it was not time-oriented. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.